pecan.
That's shaped something like your eye. And it has a very thin, whitish-like shell.
An almond.
You sometimes put them on green beans mm-hmm. and things like that. Kind of fruit about as big as an apple, but with a thick skin like a lemon.
An orange.
If there's a bowl of oranges standing around somewhere and one day you go to one and go to get one, there aren't any left, you say the oranges?
The oranges are all gone.
Little red vegetables that are peppery in taste.
Little red vegetables. A radish.
The kind of red things that grow on leafy plants staked up in your garden.
Tomatoes.
Something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes and grows in a garden.
An onion.
Any other word?
Shallot.
All right. The little fresh ones that you eat.
Those are shallots or scallops.
Or anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Spring onions?
Oh, yeah, spring onions.
Three onions?
Green onions?
When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to?
Shell the beans.
Or anything else? Ever haul them?
We always say shell.
What is the large yellowish flat beans, the seeds, not the pods?
Better. Butter beans.
Large yellowish beans.
Butter beans.
All right, any other name?
Llamas, butter peas.
Okay. Is butter peas and butter beans, are they the same?
Mm-mm. It's crossed between both of them.
Uh-huh.
And they're the most delicious vegetable in the garden, I think.
I think they are, too. Are they, I never had them until recently. Are they a recent,
You can get colored ones, too. They're pinkish and kind of blue speckled.
You can buy them
delicious.
In all stores, can you?
You can buy the seed at Farmers Mitchell.
But, I mean, you can't, if you don't want to grow them yourself, you can't buy them frozen.
Oh, yeah, you can buy them.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I have not.
You can buy frozen butter peas, too.
That's what I mean. You mm-hmm. can't you can't get them every place, though. It's
oh,
only
no,
been
I
recently
you
that,
can.
That I've gotten them. The kind of beans that you eat, pod and all, what do you call them?
Green beans.
They take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Turnip greens.
If you had 7 boys and 7 girls, you might say he had of children.
House full of children.
All right. What would you use other terms that might be meaning a whole lot?
A crowd.
A crowd of children or what else?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a passel? Passel of children? Never used that? You had a passel of
I have heard that expression.
Uh-huh. You don't use it. What does it mean to you?
It means a lot of them, I guess.
What do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
The shucks.
What kind of corn do you eat on the cob?
Silver Queen. It's either white or yellow.
Or what do you call it?
Just corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob. Do you ever, if you went into a restaurant and they had something like that, you could say, give me some...
Corn on the cob. It's all I'd ask for.
All right. And what do you call the top of the corn stalk?
The... I guess you'd say it tasseled out.
Okay. The stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn shucks and that you have to brush off when
corn
you take
silks.
The corn silk. The kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable.
It's a squash.
But what kinds of melons do you know?
Mushmelons and watermelon.
The melon with the yellow meat, what do you call that?
Cantaloupe.
All right. Any other names for a melon with yellow meat that are like a cantaloupe but just shaped differently?
Mm-hmm. I can't think of the name of it now. Dew melon.
Dew melon.
And no.
Ever musk melon?
Uh-huh. Musk melon.
What springs up in woods and fields after a rain? Little white umbrella-shaped things.
Little mushrooms.